Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Watcher Crappens ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Your first great love story is free when you sign up for a free 30-day trial at audible.co.uk/Wondery. That's audible.co.uk/Wondery.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today, it's Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Well, hello. How's it going, you little Benini Tunes?
It's going quite well. Thanks. Going quite well. Just here to talk some Real Housewives of Orange County. On Monday, we have Crappy Hour. That's going to be at 5:30 on the West Coast and 8:30 on the East Coast. So come join us. That's on YouTube. It's also simulcast on Instagram. And we talk about Bravo headlines. And at the end, we bring some of you up to chat, et cetera. It's always fun. We do it every other Monday. So come join us for that. And then we, of course, have our glorious Patreon, which includes a bonus episode every week. This week, we did a trailer on future Bravo flop wife swap. And we also, let's be honest. We're going to watch, but let's be honest. And then, I'm sorry. I shouldn't say that. It is starring Emily Simpson. So I know that will get everyone's attention and everyone's going to tune in for that.
Everyone's going to drop what they're doing.
But we did have a lot of fun with the trailer. We actually had a lot of fun with the trailer. And then we also have Crappens on Demand, where you can watch us, not just listen, you get videos. And those videos do wind up eventually on our YouTube channel. So go check us out there. So that's all the great news that we have to start with on this Friday. And Ronnie, how are you doing today? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. I cut one of my toenails too short because, I don't know, my toe doesn't know where my toenail ends and my toe begins. So it was rough, but otherwise, great. Everything's wonderful in my world. How's it going with you?
It's good. My voice feels a little scratchy today. Feels a little like, you know, when you have to sort of put out a little extra air to get the sound out. That's where I'm at. It's almost like, I feel like I've been like, I don't know, gone through a car wash or something. I guess we were talking about that earlier this week.
But let me be the air beneath your trachea today.
Please.
I'll just help you any way I can.
I'm just drinking this iced coffee and hoping it like gets things flowing. So we are here to talk Orange County and where we left off, the cast had split up and gone on dual vacations. Some people had the misfortune of going down to Temecula with Tamara, and others had the other misfortune of going up to Heather's ice cold clinical slumber party in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, Elsa's castle in Beverly Hills. So that was last week. And, the episode ended, of course, with Shannon and Tamara arguing and Shannon immediately being like, but Gina was the one who said she was worried about the drink and Shannon. All right. Whoops.
Yeah.
Whoops. And Gina's like, whoa. So that's where we start. And Gina's like, but, you know, I worry about you. You know, you have to understand, like, for me, like, just because I do care about you and I, like, know the place you've been in as a drunk alcoholic, you know, I don't want to see you go back to, you know, whatever this face is that you're making right now. Shannon's just like sob face, like, all episode. Shannon just has these little pink eyes. Her eyes are half closed. Like she's been sobbing. Her hair is all over the place. She's like, I cannot believe people are suggesting I have a problem.
And the best part is that, they're sitting at this dinner table that has this kind of like this. It's like, it's not really a centerpiece, but there's like a floral arrangement in front of it. There's like branches and stuff. And Shannon has grabbed like a small twig with like little buds on it. I don't know if you noticed it. And she was holding it in her hand. I don't think she realized it was like a fidget spinner for her. And she was like shaking it. And so every time she talked, this little branch was trembling right in front of her. And she was like, trembling branch. It was like the perfect prop for Shannon, a little trembling twig. And she's like, oh, well, okay. I'm never going to go back, Gina. I appreciate what you're saying, but I'm not going to go out. I appreciate the word. She's like, yeah, but to be fair, like what this all was born out of something that I didn't like that you did, Tamara. And Tamara's like, but you, you can't turn on me, bitch. You can't do that. And Ginger's like, yeah, because you like shat on her all of last year. And now you're taking her away for sneaky drinks. I was like, oh, that was pretty good, Gina. Like, I like the way that you did the twist on Tamara there.
Well, yeah, people are used to Tamara's game now, you know? She's like, okay, Tamara, you were trying to turn that on me, but that was me yelling at you. Tamara's like, yeah, but then what did I say? And I said, no, I totally get what you're saying. And then you also understood where I came from, remember? Yeah, and then you came and tried to throw her under the bus to Shannon and get her in trouble, Tamara. My God.
And Tamara has the funniest little flashback. She goes,
no, I wasn't trying to take her away to have a drink. I just got so happy that me and Shannon made up. And I know that that's her love language, going to have a cocktail, you know, getting drunk, crashing into things. Like, I was like, that's her love language.
Like, that's, you're so shady. Like, oh, her love language is falling off the wagon. So, look, I got us one of those pads that gymnasts use, and I put it next to an actual wagon, and I set up a keg on the wagon, and we just got up there and did some stands.
Her love language is acts of bar service. It's cocktail service. That's her love language. I was just trying to love her because we're best friends, right, Shannon? She's so pretty. And I'm pretty sure you're Shannon.
So,
I'm just trying to speak her love language because I don't know if you know it, but her language only has two letters in it. Actually, really only one letter. A. Just said twice.
Well, I'm making decisions on what's best for me. And sometimes what's best for me is a bottle of Kettle One in my purse. Okay, so. And last year was very traumatic for me because I was in a hole I didn't think I could crawl out of. And I'm still processing the hole. I cannot stop thinking about the hole.
There was a literal hole in my lawn and I fell into it. And I was like, help, help. And it took 3 days for someone to walk by and say, oh, there's a woman in a hole. So it was a lot for me to go through. Anyway, oh, God, I'm trembling.
Let me just ask you a question.
Out of control.
I'm sorry, yeah. What were you saying, Ben? What'd you say, Ben?
I said
say
her little twig was, like, shaking like crazy. Oh, like,
her twig.
Go back and watch. You will see her holding that little twig. It's the funniest thing.
But let me just ask you, Shannon. What do I need to do to make things better for her? That's what I need to do, Shannon. All I want to do is make things better. Okay, I'm going to call you an alcoholic in about 5 minutes. You've got 5 minutes. Go ahead, Shannon.
And Shannon's like, you know, I need time. I need time.
Time. I need time. Like, I appreciate the kind, nice gestures. And I have laughed a lot today. And I think that's great. And I hope that that's enough because that's all I can do right now, Tamara. I just need time. How about some Kettle One, bitch? Well, I will accept that too. We're Grey Goose. Yes, amigos.
It's time a brand of vodka.
Yeah, you know what? It's like you're both doing the best you can right now, and I think that's fair.
They're literally, neither one of them is doing the best they can right now. Shannon's a maniac. She's got some issues, let's just say, and she's starting to scream for no reason at this point. She's just sitting at dinner and being like, you know what, Tamara? And then you've got Tamara over there pretending to be nice for 5 seconds and then immediately falling back into
that stupid alcoholic.
In about 2 minutes now. We've got 2 minutes left, speaking of time.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, I appreciate everything that you've done, and I'm grateful. And I thank you, Tamara. I really do. Just,
yeah. And as much as this conversation was difficult, I really appreciate it, bitch. And I feel like that's what real friends do, is they actually talk about things, especially when they're alcoholics, and we talk about that. And I know that it's probably not, you know, that I probably have never done that before because, you know, I've been on defense, you know, because you're an alcoholic and I have to put myself against the wall, be like, an alcoholic's attacking me. And I apologize.
How has Tamara been on the defense? She's been on the offense. That's what the argument is about. She came for Shannon all year last year. She wasn't on the defense.
I just hope we can go back to house and have some shenanigans. 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 You know, I'm glad we got to talk about things. Because it's fun to listen to you talk about things. Because you lisp all you do and that kind of slur. And you smell like alcohol and stuff. I bet if we lit a match in front of Shannon's mouth while she was talking about stuff, she'd look like a dragon. So much alcohol.
This doesn't feel like a safe space. Question, am I allowed to bring my twig back to the house? It's sort of like a service twig. It's to help me with my anxiety. Please let me bring my twig back.
And Tamara throws a napkin at her face, and Shanna's like, "Who threw a napkin?" And Jan says, I just got triggered.
Did you mean triggered? Look at Shannon. Shannon's triggered right now. Shannon's like, how do you napkin in my face? Twig, 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 twig.
So now we go back up to Crustacean Station in Beverly Hills, where the women are still eating dinner. And Heather's like, that was delicious. So good. I was like, Heather, you didn't eat a single bite. We all know. The way that we had that, what was it again? Crab. Delicious.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty good for stuff that came out of someone's vagina.
So Heather goes, okay, ladies, we have places to go. There's paparazzi waiting for us. Because now I know them by name. Remember that totally coincidental time when we ran into the paparazzo earlier today? And then we see a flashback to that lady being like, I know for a fact that that other paparazzi had no idea you'd be at Disneyland.
As part of the paparazzi network, we all know each other. And I know for a fact it was spoken of in our community very deeply. Heather had nothing to do with any paparazzi being called.
Yeah, because, you know, one thing that the paparazzi love to do is drive all the way down to Disneyland and spend like $150 to walk around on spec, hoping they see a celebrity.
It was her assistant. And Shane's like, no, it wasn't. It wasn't that either. Oh, my God. What is ringing in my house? Everything is turned off. Why are things ringing? Ben, I'm telling you, every ringer is turned off.
It always goes through. My parents have a way. They have somehow been able to circumnavigate every single control on Apple. Like, it doesn't matter. I turn everything off and my phone will still ring in the middle of a movie theater. It's my parents being like, we just wanted to call and say hi. I'm like, how do you always know when I'm in a theater? They have an uncanny ability. Also, as long as we're talking about it, when can we when can we make it more authoritative that if you put your phone on silent, it's truly silent? How many times have you put your phone on silent and then you turn on Instagram and it's like, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, I'm on silent. Why is Instagram playing loud right now? Why?
Every I don't know, but it's time. Bizarre. I have everything on do not disturb and still it's like ding, 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 ding. Everything starts dinging around me and it wasn't doing this, I feel like, yesterday. Anyway, that no one is here to hear me complain about iPhone rings. Okay, but... You know what? This is happening in real time.
Tamara, do not disturb Tamara, and she disturbs me.
So anyway, Heather's like,
my iOS devices are tamaring me. They just won't shut up.
Anyway, I hope you appreciate my feelings about Tamara, ladies. Was I scared of her before? Yes, because she's mean, and I have had many difficult people in my life, and I started to tell her a story about my father. So we see 2 weeks ago, Heather's talking with Tamara and she's like, you remind me a little bit about my dad. Cause in public with our family, he would have these outbursts. And
I remind you of your dad. Why? Was he hot? Was he a real hot bitch?
He had outbursts in public. That's what he would do with the family. And she's like,
I don't have outbursts with my family in public.
I was like, please don't be such a literalist, Tamara.
She's like, yeah. Yeah, is that me?
So now Heather comes back and is like, so she blew it off and she never came back to it and hadn't asked me about it since. Sort of like Taylor Armstrong with her acting career. So Gretchen's like,
so what was the situation with your dad like?
So then Heather's like, thank you for asking.
I will tell you right now, Shane, cue the music. My dad died a few years ago, and there's unresolved things. We've gone into it at the Groundlings. Now, I've blown it off for years, and he would sometimes act in a certain way that you know would be very uncomfortable for me and my sisters in public, you know, uncomfortable. He would have an explosion, whether we were at a restaurant or on vacation, and it was embarrassing, and it was disturbing, and it was... upsetting.
I'm like, get in line, Heather DeBro. Whose dad has? You should see my dad at a restaurant.
I was just gonna say, you want to compare traumas to Ben's? Ben hanging out with his dad in a restaurant. Oh my God.
Let me tell you something. Heather Dubrow is from Chappaqua, New York. And I remember once going to a sushi restaurant with my parents in Chappaqua, New York. And the waiter, the waitress was just not coming around at all. And my dad was convinced that the waitress had seen him and was ignoring him. And so he started fuming. And then eventually he walked up to the sushi bar and he goes, the next thing that comes to our table better be the food or the check. And then I had two friends that were there at the restaurant too, and they were looking like terrified. And I was like, no, it's just my dad. It was mortifying. But then at a certain point, you realize that you have more power in those situations. You just go, Dad, stop it.
Oh God, we've both got nightmare parents in restaurants. My mom is the queen of, excuse me. I've noticed that they all got their food and we were here first. So is there something? that's her thing. Like she's always, someone's always sometimes ahead of her in the restaurant game. She's like, they like them better. Why would their food come? I said, Mom, waiters don't sit in the back. And they're like, you know what? The lady at table 10's a bitch. Serve the other ones first. Let's just see if we can. She goes, but it happens every time. And this does happen to her all the time. Everyone else gets their food and they either forget hers or hers just takes like an extra 5 to 10 minutes to come out. And I said, I think it's what you're putting out into the world. That's what you're doing. Like you're literally like creatively visualizing failure on food delivery, you know?
Well, to be fair, sometimes my dad does definitely have a right to lose his mind. Cause one time we went to a restaurant and we had put in our drink order and it had been 25 minutes and our lemonades still had not arrived. So the waitress came back and my dad was like, where's our lemonades? So she was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. So she went back and the owner of the restaurant came out and he's like, you know, we're trying to run a restaurant here. And he's like, so have you ever worked in the restaurant before? He's like, and my dad was like, no, but I've eaten in many of them. Like, okay. Well, you think the guy goes, he's like, well, you think I give a shit about what you have to say? And my dad goes, you think I give a shit about what you have to say? And the guy goes, well, guess what? And he yells this over the entire room. He goes, guess what? We took a poll and we all voted and you're our least favorite customers in the restaurant. And my dad goes, but my work here is done. That owner was a dick. So I was that was when my dad's abilities were used to get a
his power. He used his power for good. That shit's funny.
Yeah. I just feel like Heather, I just feel like it's a pretty, I don't know if it's a common thing or not, but I feel like after all these years, Heather's like, oh, I finally have a family trauma for television. My dad would lose his mind in a restaurant once in a while. yeah.
It happens. It's just Heather trauma, you know. I'm sure it's traumatic for her, but to everyone else with any kind of parental trauma, it's like, really? That's it? It's like, is there an ellipsis at the end of this? Because I need more. I need more than my dad's a dick in the restaurant. Like, get in line.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but I love Tamara's. It's like, I've never been mean to my family in a restaurant. What's she talking about?
So, I can't possibly be like a dad. First of all, I'm a girl. He's a boy. So this is ridiculous.
Well, you can't put expectations on someone that can't reach the expectation, which is why I try and force feed my child sweet potatoes.
Yeah, you can't put expectations on someone that can't reach the expectation, which is why I complain about my mom every single season of this show.
So Emily tells us it's difficult for Tamara to have real friendships because she feels compelled to argue or be combative. You know what, Emily? I don't know where you got that law degree, but God damn it, you're smart. I mean, that is some deep thinking. It's tough for Tamara to have real friendships because she's combative. You think?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then she's like, yeah, I always think like, she's like, oh, I think she's always thinking in terms of strategizing. I feel like it's always like some kind of chess game, which is why I always have her side. I'm like, do you hear the words you're saying about this person who you blindly follow episode after episode and defend? And then you're like, yeah, she's manipulative and combative and she's playing chess with you all the time.
And I'm really scared of her. So I'm going to do whatever she fucking wants to. So Heather's like, and maybe that's why I give her allowances.
You give her allowance?
No, not allowance. I, I still give Gina allowance, okay, but I give Tamara allowances.
You give her more allowance than you give her more allowance than you give Gina? That's not fair.
However, I just realized, like, do you know this is like part of the psychology around like what we're talking about?
Like, yes, thank you, Gretchen. Thank you for connecting the dots that were connected about 10 minutes ago.
Wait a second. I just realized that your feelings about your dad connect directly to your feelings in Tamara.
It's like, yeah, you did it, Gretchen. You really did it.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Yes, and maybe I parent the way I do because of this, because I've created my family the way I have, because you can't control where you come from, but you can control who your children hang out with.
You can't control where you come from, but you can control your servants. That's why they have a separate doorbell.
You can teach your children to control a maid.
You can't control where you're from, but you can control your proximity to Drake, a rapper.
I love the fact that Heather's opening up, and I don't feel like I get to see a lot of that from Heather. She should share more, because it would help people understand her better.
Okay, Gretchen. So they're done, and...
okay, Gretchen. That's all we have to say with Gretchen. Okay, Gretchen, thanks.
That's just such a dingbat. So Heather has decided, since this is girls' night, and we're doing fun girl things together as women who are girls, we're going to go to the Abbey. This is where homosexuals go to have a good time. Let's do it.
Gretchen's like, no, stop. Yeah, let's go. As real girlfriends do, let's go to the Abbey at 7 p.m. on a Tuesday and have a rollicking good time.
They really hit the Abbey at that time where there's no one there. I went there this week around that time. My cousin was in town. We were just going to like have a drink. And I was like, well, the Abbey's good at this time because it's quiet and you can just sit outside and chat. It's like a nice place to chat. But it was like early and they're blasting. I mean, the music was like pumping the cars, you know, it was so loud and there was nobody in there. And there was just a line of strippers standing there so bored, like just kind of pinching their dicks. Like, come on. Make an effort. Like they were trying to make them work and they're just like yawning. I was like, nobody wants to see a bunch of yawning strippers in an empty place with music pumping our brains at you guys. We need to like give the strippers violins or something during happy hour, you know, and then they can slowly get crazier throughout the night or something. But yeah, so they chose to go at that time. There's like two people in there.
I know. And look, we all get it. You know, bars are empty at the beginning and then they fill up. But it was just funny because the women went, clearly it was like 7 o'clock. Like you could look in the shots, you could see there was no one there. And they were trying to frame it in a way like, no, this is like, it's party time. It's crazy. But it was just one of these like really sad things where they were pretending like they were having this crazy wild party when it was just like, it's like when they shoot like a lunch scene at a restaurant really at like 4 p.m. and there's no one in the restaurant. Like, yeah, that's what was going on here.
The Abbey should have dragged in people because it made it look sad. It looked really sad in there. It looked desolate. It's like, this is how far the Abbey has fallen. Now it's Gretchen, Emily, and Heather Dubrow hanging out at the Abbey. It's like, is this supposed to be a commercial for the Abbey? I don't think it's not giving what you think it's giving.
Who would have thought that three gay icons, Heather Dubrow, Emily Simpson, and Gretchen Rossi, wouldn't have just brought in throngs of gays? Shocking. But before they even get there, you know, because they're like, let's go dance. And Emily's like, wait a second. I think I've got some fireball. And she empties out her purse like on the table. And I'm just like, again, it's like what I said last week. I can't stand this, like when Emily is like being... like, I'm in a fancy restaurant, so I'm gonna act silly now, like a kid. I'm like, oh God, just
so tacky.
Why are you spilling it? And then she has like a gummy bear that she's like putting in her mouth. And I'm like, just.
Yeah, it's like, look, I've got gummy worms. I have enough for all of us. They fell out of my purse. Isn't that insane? I keep gummy worms in my purse. We get it, Emily. You're a woman who carries calories in her purse. You're just fucking hilarious. Okay.
So then over in Temecula, the other women come back to their rental. And Tamara's like,
we gotta change the mood.
So they are gonna, like, they're just like being silly and, you know, humping around and stuff like that. Just like, what was that song? Ain't nobody humping around. Is that Bobby Brown? Anyway, Tamara is like, oh my God, look, oh, Gina, I can't even imagine you being horny.
Gina's like, yeah, I'm like a very much a different person in the bedroom. Cause like, you know, we know that song, you know, where they say I'm a lady in the streets, but a freak in the bed. My freak version is going like this. Oh, do me.
Yeah, like in the bedroom, I say things like I would only see in the bedroom. Like, live, laugh, love.
Yeah, it's just like reading all of her word art. Do me. She's like, kitchen, toaster, bake.
She puts on panties that has like the Gather font, but it just says
vagina.
Or maybe it just says Gather.
Gather.
Yeah, it still just says Gather. She's like, yeah, I'm like real private. And Tamara says,
you're not like a public fucker.
And Jan's like, public? What? What
is a public fucker? What? It's a lyric. What? Yeah, she's a private fucker.
I'm like, what? What? Do I know what a public fucker is? No. No. So they're just like hanging around. They're just being silly, you know? They're going to go in the hot tub and everything. And Tamara is, she's doing a whole spiel about how, since Shannon doesn't want to wear a bathing suit, she got them all t-shirts, that have like bikinis drawn on them that they're going to wear instead.
Yeah, Tamara.
You know what? Shannon feels insecure about being in a bikini. So I got 5XL cotton shirts with a bikini drawn on the front of them. And we're going to make Shannon go in the pool with a shirt on. It's going to be hilarious. It's such a lighthearted thing to do to an insecure person.
Okay, Gina, here's yours. This is size XL. Here's mine, size XL. And here's yours, Shannon, size AA. Okay, get put it on.
So she's like, you know,
I just want to be funny and quirky like Shannon is. I'm just trying to be funny and quirky like Shannon. Okay, come on, we're gonna have fun, goddammit.
So they go to change and get wacky. By the way, there is no chemistry with that crew. They look like they're having a miserable time. None of them are having a good time in Temecula. It's hard to watch, you know, it's hard.
Yeah. So then up at the Abbey, now these ladies arrive. And I'll tell you, I mean, nothing says, woohoo, let's go to the Abbey like Gretchen's hair. Like, Gretchen put on the perfect hair for the Abbey. This 1960, she looks like the mom from the Wonder Years. So
she's like, we're going to the Abbey? Maybe I should do my Nancy Grace outfit. I'm gonna wear my Nancy Grace hair.
Exactly right. So there, and Emily's like, oh wow, Gretchen, what time will you be performing? And then we have a flashback to Gretchen performing with the Pussycat Dolls in 2013. Times have changed. So they're like that, the strippers are writhing on them, and it's all very exciting. One of those strippers, I used to go to the gym with one of those strippers, used to go to my gym, and he always looked so cute. I had no idea he was a stripper at the Abbey. I was like, wow, the hot guy from the gym, good for him. He really made it.
Well, the Abbey is all in good fun. This isn't like Tamara's Bachelorette with people putting wieners in your ears. Okay, when Gretchen hired those strippers and they were exposing their donkey meat with the cock ring and ear-fucking girls. Okay, it's not that.
We see a flashback of Heather Febrezing the strippers. But to be fair, she just thought that they were butlers. This is what I do with all the servants.
Yeah. That was the trip that ruined Tamara and Gretchen's relationship, because they had spent the whole season like, we're friends now. Aren't we friends? Let's make up. And the whole season they were like, yeah, we're friends now. We're such good friends. And then at the bachelorette party, Gretchen planned all this stuff for Tamara and this trip. And then Tamara didn't even invite her out to party. And she got really upset about it.
Forgot about that.
It ruined it.
She went out with like Vicky.
Yeah.
Vicky. And
yeah, they went out and got wasted after. And Tamara's like, or Gretchen's like,
you couldn't even invite me. I planned this whole party for you and you went on partying without me. I thought we were friends. Like, you're a dumb slut. You stupid, stupid slut. Why is everybody so mad at me? I don't get it.
So Emily is now dancing on the table. The strippers are strippering, and Gretchen's like,
wow, I feel like Emily's not getting enough at home. I mean, she's like riding that cowboy.
I'm like, well, wouldn't you if the option is this like muscle clad man or Shane? Gretchen, once again, really, she's like,
wow, it's almost like she's married to Rumpelstiltskin. Wow.
So now they dance and they take turns on the poles, and Gretchen reminds us that she's an experienced pole dancer. Okay.
As a matter of fact, in my 20s, I kicked a couple strippers off the stage and took their position. That was in New Orleans. That was the old good days. That was the old good days.
I love Gretchen English.
Yeah, the old good days. And Emily's like, yeah, I like Gretchers when she drinks a little bit.
Okay.
She's like a whole different Gretchers.
Listen, I've fucking had enough of Gretchers. I've had enough. Can we just normalize not saying the word Gretchers? I don't think there's a more annoying word this year. Gretchers. Gretchers.
It's also like, I hate a nickname that doesn't actually speed things up. It's just as fast to say Gretchers. If not, and it actually involves a little bit more sound because you have to add an S to it. It's actually, you wind up saying Gretchers. You say, it doesn't make it faster to say Gretchen by calling her Gretchers. That being said, I actually have no problem with Gretchers, to be honest. I wish I could yes and you like Heather at the Groundlings, but I
can't stand the word fucking Gretchers. It's making me crazy. Stop trying to make Gretchers happen. I can't take it. It bugs me. Maybe it's irrational. I guess it's irrational, but it really, really bugs me. So
the irony is that it was Gretchen Wiener who tried to make Fetch happen, and now it's Gretchers that is trying to be made to be happening.
Yes.
Now I'm speaking Gretchen language. So Emily is like, she's like, yeah, I like Gretchers when she drinks a little bit. It's like a whole different Gretchers. And I'm like, well, drunk Gretchers. I like drunk Gretchers over praying Gretchers. And then it cuts to like this footage of Gretchen, like doing some video for Instagram in her car with the kid in the background being like,
and just remember, Jesus loves you. God bless.
Should we FaceTime Shane?
Why?
That no one ever in the history of ever.
Why would you do that? Why would you do
that? Why? Even Tim Cook is like, okay, we're going to shut down Apple. Was like, we will make sure that every notification gets to Ron and Karim, but we're not going to allow any excessive FaceTiming.
Yeah. And now we think you're going to love it, guys. New surprise. The iPhones are now refusing to show Shane on FaceTime. It's like, thank you. I will buy that phone. Charge me whatever you need to. I don't even care about your new chip. Okay.
Yeah. This would be a good use of AI. Just intercept the call. But yeah. Emily, so she calls and there's Keller and Luke and all them. And Shane is like saying, he's like, yeah, I got a plane simulator for Luke's iPad.
Oh, even though it's difficult. And I think about what's going on at home. I mean, Luke is now flying planes and I'm missing all of it. As moms, we do need to step away and understand that bodies can be tall, hard, and beautiful once in a while.
So back in the car, she hangs up with Shane, and it was a riveting call. And, Heather's like, you know what we should have done? Karaoke. That's what we should have done. And Gretchers is like,
can we find a karaoke place? Do you think they'll play my song? Wait, I forgot that you had a song. Oh my God. I'm so sorry.
I forget.
Sometimes but now forget. That you remind me, my head is absolutely pounding. Alfredo, do you have an Advil?
It's, you know, sometimes I forget that you have a song also. So was your song also written by Richard Marx the way mine was? No. Oh, who wrote your song? I'm not familiar. Anyway, multi-Grammy Award winner Richard Marx sang my song that we sang on TV and that two podcasters like to sing by themselves quite often to this day.
I do whatever I want. Whatever I want to.
God, it's such Gretchen a good song. Gretchen should cover that. God. I know. We should get Gretchen to fill in for Dr. Jen's part on that song. Because Dr. Jen, I mean, talk about a temp track. Like, that woman should not be on any single. Like, whatever that song plays, and they get to Dr. Jen's line, she's like, I do my own thing, and I do what I want. I'm like, oh, God. Dr. Jen.
So Gretchen tells them she doesn't only have a song. She has four songs. And we see a flashback to 2012. Gretchen singing in the studio.
You'll never break me, break me, break me down. You'll never get me to pay his child support. I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna do it. You say child support. I say mom support. Stop saying child support.
You'll never break me, break me, break me, break me down. That's actually a song dedicated to her Aquanet hair. That thing is not, that thing is not going to break.
That is good. The layer has holes, but it was worth it. You'll never break me, break me, break me down.
We need Gretchen and Sheena to do a duet. As long as they're besties, they should be duetting together. I mean, I did not realize that the Gretchen Rossi songbook had already reached, had quadrupled in size since we last saw it. But I had forgotten that she had a song, but we should have remembered because didn't that song play during her engagement with Slade on top of the building, their fake engagement?
Yeah, I remember that one.
You're gonna get engaged to me. I'm not writing checks to your ex. Well, that rhymed.
A great song, Gretchen.
The song is called Oh, That Rhymed. Emily...
Oh, That Rhymed by Gretchen Rossi. Oh, That Rhymed.
Does Tamara know that? Because if Tamara knew that you had four songs, I feel like she'd play them. I'm going to text her.
So Gretchen goes,
yeah, well, Tamara tried to be a singer. However, I have the audio of her trying to sing in the studio, and it's like not very good.
Now, I just want to say the exact quote. I have the audio of her. Because, of course, I'm always going to continue to relitigate the Katie case. This is going to go in, by the end of the episode, the file of Gretchen is a fucking liar.
Yeah. She
continues to lie and change her stories all
compulsively,
the time.
Along with her husband. Compulsively. Still lying over there. Let's just not call Gretchen out again. That'll be fun. That's a fun plot twist.
Yes.
So and when she says Heather's Tamara tried to sing or be a singer, but she's not good. Okay, Celine, you're Gretchen.
I know.
Are you really judging anybody else's track?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I can't wait to hear more about this when we go see your residency in Las Vegas, Gretchen Rossi. So Heather's like, now I need to hear this. Oh, that's hilarious. And Gretchen's like, no, find it right now.
Like, no,
you must find it. Do you want to sleep in a canopy bed tonight or not? Get the song.
When did Tamara go to a studio?
When she banged beep.
And so apparently Tamara fucked this producer of this music. And Heather's like, personally, I do not know this singer.
Is it?
Do they know Drake, Barry Manilow?
If it's not Drake, unfortunately, I'm just not up on who it could possibly be. Sorry.
I am looking close to property next door to The Weeknd. Is that who you're talking about? No, I don't know then.
Is it the kid Leroy? It's like, no. So Emily is like, she's like, well, I'm Gen X, so of course I know who it is. So that's like
the little, Apple. That's, like, who is it?
I don't know. Is it the lead singer of Candlebox? Maybe it's
Silverchair.
Yeah, Silverchair.
It's pretty sophisticated. We know that
the lead singer of Silverchair. He's shining away. Then in Australia, Melbourne.
So,
I'm curious. I'm curious. Who do you think it might be? Who do you think Tamara? What Gen X famous singer might Tamara have banged?
I don't know, but wouldn't it be a producer? So I guess they're saying she was banging a singer, went to the studio to see the singer, and then recorded something in the studio while this. I mean, I don't know. I can't.
I'm going to say
I have no guesses. I don't know anybody really. Amy Grant. I mean,
it was a lesbian moment with Amy Grant. I'm going to say one of the Nelsons, one of the Nelson brothers.
But weren't okay. Would that make sense? Weren't the Nelson brothers before our time?
Well, they were like, their song was like 1990. That's right in the heart of Gen X.
Oh, you mean Nelson?
Yo, not like Willie Nelson. I mean like Nelson, like, I can't live without your love and affection.
You mean like, No, that's Hanson. That's Hanson. Oh my God. If it was Hanson, that would be mortifying. She's like, yeah, I had sex with some 16-year-olds. It's like, okay, that's, I guess I would have been really young then. So that's awkward. Okay. So who's Nelson?
Nelson, the two brothers, the long blonde hair, and their dad was, a famous singer. They're both Nepo babies. And like, they're like, it's connected to that whole like Carney Wilson, mamas and papas world or whatever. Mm-hmm. But Nelson, they had like a moment in like 1990, 1991, and they had a song that says, I can't live without your love and affection. I can't live another day on my own. Na, 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 na. I can't live without your love. It's actually an amazing song, and they have.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't last, honestly.
Well, the last I heard of them was when I went to Disney World in 2010, and I went to Epcot, and I was drinking around the world. And when I got to the America part of drinking around the world there, I had a Bud Light with my friend Michelle, and they have a little stage. We went to the stage, and Nelson took the stage, and they had cut off their hair. Their hair was short, and they were singing all their dad's songs. And then at the end, they said, okay, and now this is a song that I think you guys may have heard of. And it was like, I can't live without your love and affection. I can't live another day on my own.
People laughed. It was great, they're like, actually, I'm not going to sit here and listen to this short-haired bullshit. I'm out of here.
Honestly, when they had that long hair, it was really fun. You should look up a picture of them. They were like Targaryens. They're like two singing Targaryens.
I've got them in my head.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So Gretchen, Ricky Nelson. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. He was a big star.
Someone's going to be like, it was Ricky Nelson. Ricky Nelson was their father. Ricky Nelson is their father.
So yeah, Tamara fucked somebody, probably Nelson. And, Heather's like,
I'm sorry. I don't want to belabor this point. If you knew who Nelson was, I think you would really co-sign. Like, it would make total sense if Tamara tried to fuck one of the Nelson brothers. Like, it just, if you knew what the Nelson brothers looked like, you'd be like,
okay, this I'm is, looking this at them right now. Okay, here's what came up. Nelson Mandela, Willie Nelson. Lord Nelson and Nelson. Here they are. They both look like Gretchen.
They both actually look like Kristen Takeman.
Here, I'll put it up on the screen so people can see who are watching on demand. Yeah, because this is Gretchen.
I have a Nelson one as well. Let's see what. Yep. Uh-huh.
Right.
And they basically, it's actually like Lori Waring and Vicky. It's actually very close to Lori Waring and Vicky.
Yeah.
And not even joking. Like, the one on the left is Vicky, the one on the right is Lori Waring. This is like, you know, this is.
Do you think they've made out? I think they've made out.
Yeah.
There. I said it. No, with each other. Okay. So let's remove this now short haired bullshit from my screen.
Once they cut their hair, they lost a lot of appeal, right?
Yeah. It's biblical. It's what happened to Samson. He was very strong. He was like the strongest man in the world. And then his girlfriend, Delilah, cut his hair. And then he couldn't fight anybody. And I think he got killed. Did he get killed? Probably. Because that's what happened to people with long hair who cut their hair.
You know what? I stand by Delilah. She's like, you know what? If you can't fight with short hair, then you could never fight in the first place. Let's get this together.
Delilah for the win. So Heather is like, was Tamara married when she had sex with Nelson? And Gretchen's like, she just shrugs. She says, oh, that would be bad. Oh, God, this is ancient history. Who cares? Who cares if Tamara cheated on her guy? Except that Tamara's a total hypocrite, of course, and was coming for Gretchen that whole time for cheating. So, yeah, I guess it would matter 13 years ago. But here
and
we it are.
Also, and by the way, and note how willing and able and unbothered Gretchen is by casually just dropping an allegation against Tamara. Now, I'm not offended by the allegation. I'm just saying that when they raked Katie over the coals of, and Gretchen saying, like, I would never say that. I never said that. And then here she is just happily just throwing out an allegation that could be harmful to Tamara. And please don't, this is not a Tamara defense. This is more of a, like, hey, Gretchen moment for me. Just notice, everyone. Just notice.
How that would have been during her. The Simon years, right?
It doesn't matter. Was it? There never was a break in between Simon and Eddie, which is.
Oh, that's true. So it was one of them. Well, okay. So now they go back to Heather's penthouse and Heather's like, oh, Alfredo Nate is here. Hello. Hello, butler. And he's like, hey. And Emily's like, hey, Nate, did you ever work at the Abbey? He's like, no. I have not worked it. Would you do it? You should do it, Nate. Take it off, Nate. Hey, Nate, I've got a gummy worm in my purse.
Nate's like, I did audition to be in Downton Abbey, the final chapter, but that didn't work out for me. That's why I'm still dressed like this.
It is so special that you guys are sleeping over. So I wanted to make it cute. The theme is Tent City. Let's go in.
I just wanted to have a nice, cozy sleepover that involves a full spread, a buffet, a butler who stares at us, and canopy beds that are actually just doubles that are way too small for any of us. All right, let's enjoy.
You might notice that I put mosquito netting over the bed. I did this so your pore doesn't leak onto me during the night. Hope nobody minds. Okay, jump in. Isn't this fun? We're girls with beds with lights on them.
Only Heather would say, come over for a fun girls' night sleepover and then arrange the room like an orphanage with mosquito netting.
It's a hard knock life for you. It's a hard knock life. Get out of my house. Get out of my house.
Tomorrow, I'm cleaning this place down tomorrow with disinfectant. Get out of my house.
So they jump on the beds and like, oh my God, this is so great. And Emily tells us Annabelle had a sleepover for her 12th birthday and they laid on the couch and watched a movie named Popcorn. But I go to Heather's house and have a custom bed and twinkle lights and candy and a butler. Oh, I feel like a shitty mom.
Well, one thing doesn't have to do with another, but, yeah, you're not a shitty mom because you're not. The one thing I will say to Emily's credit. Sounds like she actually put on the better sleepover of the two, if you ask me.
Yeah, because Heather ain't serving carbs at hers, that's for sure. Well, she does have candy, which I guess are carbs, but she has all the fat-free candy, you know? She's like, only gummy-type things. There will be no chocolate.
I brought my favorite candy because it's how I describe the cash in my savings. Good and plenty.
Cost of Heather's sleepover, $15,000. Okay, there are people that are starving, ma'am, okay? You did not need to put mosquito netting with lights over Gretchen, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, get a few air mattresses and put them down.
Let them sleep in your sexy time penthouse.
Yeah. If you just, yeah. You're wealthy enough that you should have a big enough sofa that you guys should have all been able to sleep like everyone else at a sleepover, which is like a few kids on the floor and one kid on the sofa. Like that's how it goes.
She should have had like servants come out and hold them to sleep. You know what I mean? Just like mm-hmm. be human beds. Just they all have to stand there all night with their arms kind of out. Like just
I think the servants just get on their hands and knees. They line up next to each other and they like then someone just sleeps across.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah.
Could you move your spine over a little bit, Alfredo? Okay, perfect. Perfect. Thank you.
So they all have monogrammed pajamas, etc. They love it. So in Temecula, it's time for swimsuit shirts.
So, Temecula, they've got t-shirts.
Yes. They've got wacky shower caps, wacky swim caps to wear with flowers on them. And Jen comes into Shannon to check on her. And Shannon's like, oh, I'm just so tired. First of all, your cap is on backwards. Come on, Jen. I'm trying here with you, Jen.
Jen's like, it is? I'm so sorry. How can you tell? And Jen's like, well, it's because my mother, my grandmother used to wear these all the time. And I'm not saying that I'm one to wear a synchronized swimming turban all the time, but I do wear these actually when the cameras aren't rolling. It's, so, okay, turn it around.
Right here, this is the Dubrow joint that I brought. Okay, I brought a Dubrow joint. And this is like a vacation situation. And Heather's marijuana is like the vouv of marijuana. Okay. And like, you don't need to save, you need to save that for a special occasion. It's like an emergency joint. And we're busting it out.
Tell me you are banking on Heather's real estate contacts without telling me that you're banking on Heather's real estate contacts.
Oh my God, Heather Dubrow has the best weed in all of Southern California.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You can sell your two bedroom house to my maid. Enjoy.
This is my friend Gina. She's the leader in the market of servants' quarters. So if anybody needs something, Gina, you sold a 5,000 square foot maid's home. God, good for you. She's so talented. I bought her that jacket.
No, you didn't.
Shut up. So you won't get allowance.
So Tamara is like,
so Gina, did I do okay? Did I do okay?
Gina's like,
actually, honestly, I'm like proud of you for like, I feel like you did a good job of like taking ownership of stuff and like also communicating the way that you feel.
When did Tamara do any of that? I didn't, Tamara was just doing the Tamara bullshit, you know? Tamara's like,
yeah, well, you know what? I'm not a fucking walk in the park, okay? Oh, really? I would never have thought so.
Yeah. So now Gina's like, you know, I do think Tamara wants to change, but like she's been in therapy for like 10 minutes and like you gotta give people space for ghouls. Okay. And that's just how my accent is today. Space for ghouls. I don't know why I'm talking like that, but I am. Space for ghouls. What is she pronouncing her words like that? Does she even have an accent? Because she's starting to remind me of Brittany from like the Valley Vanderpump Rules, who came on with a little lilt and now is all of a sudden like, I went to the store. It's like, where is this coming from? You guys stop playing.
I know. So then Jen's checking in on Shannon and she's like, are you okay after dinner? No, I'm just wondering. And Shannon's like, oh, well, you know, it's just a little exhausting. I mean, it was a lot of shaking of that twig. So my arm is just a little tired right now. Jen's like, well, you know what Gina told me? Gina just said, I don't care. I'm sorry. Gina just said, I care about Tamara. I've known her a long time, but I don't get into my deep, dark secrets with Tamara because that's what you do with your best friends. You hold them at arm's length and don't share anything with them. And then you announce how close you are with them. That's just what she does. Like, wow, it sounds like you're chosen a really great friend if you can't even say anything to them without fear that they're going to regurgitate it and use it against you.
Yeah. So Jen's like, yeah, her cycle's never going to stop. That's just who she is. But let's have some fun. Spoiler alert. They don't ever. This is miserable. This trip is miserable. Shannon's miserable. Shannon really is the big downer on this trip. Like whatever she thinks about Tamara, she's still being extremely tiring on television. It's like, come on, perk up. So now they decide to go have fun. And then back at Heather's penthouse, Gretchen and Emily are now in Heather's room, I guess, trying on her clothes and throwing her Fendi boxes around and putting on fur coats.
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on in this situation. This was definitely like the movie that did come out like in 1991 where like the poor children get like brought into like the rich family and then they start like raiding the evil stepmom's closet and like putting on coats and like oversized hats and heels and it's silly and then she comes in and yells at them and they hatch a plan to like throw eggs at her and make her life torture. You know, that it just I was like
that sounds like, really good actually. What's that movie?
It's called the Gretchen Trap.
I'm really into orphan movies. When I was a kid, my dream was that I was adopted and my real parents were out there somewhere. And I love that movie, Annie. And I lived on the second, my bedroom was on the second story. And so I used to open my window and I used to sit on the windowsill and just sing out to the street. Maybe far away. I would sing songs from Annie like I was an orphan to the whole street. I was like 10. The orphan genre. Just love it.
Wasn't there that movie, The Journey of Natty Gann? I remember, wasn't it like a girl who was like orphaned, who was just trying to find something like,
Was that the girl who ran away and like put all of her stuff in a bindle and then met like the gangsters on the train tracks or whatever? Was that what that was?
I think so. Something like
no, that was like Seeking Savannah movie. Or Searching for Savannah or something like that. Oh, that God, those were so good. And my mom was like, get in your room or you're going to be grounded. And I was like, no, I'm adopted. I'm going to find my real parents. And she's like, Ronnie, look at your toes. You've got webbed feet. You're ours. Because the Lebanese side, we all have webbed toes. And she's like, just look at your feet. Your dream is dead.
I hate to break it to you, but your parents are alive. Now, like, get in the car. We're going to the restaurant to make a scene.
Get in the car. We're going to Avila so I can be served last.
If I were an orphan.
I gotta have a dream. Okay, so we're back at the penthouse and they're doing like pillow fights and stuff, and Gretchen's just wasted, rolling around in Heather's furs and saying, like, I need this coat in my life. I feel like I'm fabulous. Oh my gosh, this is what it would be like to be a billionaire.
And then Ben Mandelker walks in the room. I'm sorry, I meant Heather Dubrow, with a look of disgust on her face. And she's like, what? Gretchers? What is wrong with you? Note how I used Gretchers, which shows that I am fun and relatable because I use your nickname, which doesn't even make sense.
She's like, everything is fine, Heather. Everything is fine.
Heather is like, I don't know if you realize this, but I sanction off a small part of my apartment to have silly fun times, and this is not in the silly fun time zone. I do have to insist that we leave here and resume all pillow fighting in the living room / orphanage. Thank you for
Alfredo much. Is leading out the other Alfredo in handcuffs. He's like, what did I do? This is what you get for letting them pass the rope.
You have one job. One job. Actually, two jobs if you include bringing silverware to Nobu.
Well, I guess we're not making the human bed tonight. We're down in Alfredo. All right, everybody. Let's come back to the lighthearted room. I feel like I got in trouble with Mom.
You did, actually. You feel that way because you did.
It's fine. The pillows are fine. Everything is gonna be fine.
Oh, good. We are back in the zone of fun. Hey, does anybody want pizza? Pizza. It's a round dough thing with cheese and tomato sauce. I once used a slice of it to show I was relatable in New York when I dropped some of it on my knee. It was hilarious. Look, I found a whole box of it in my kitchen. Come have some.
Would anybody like to have the most lighthearted meal on the planet? Pizza. Let's do it.
How fun is this? Wow. So Emily is like, I need a Valium. What? Hey, Nate, you ever work at the Abbey? I'm just going to ask you one more time just to remind you. He's like, I have not.
So they eat pizza. And now the grilling begins. Emily's like, so let's, Heather goes, let's talk shit about people. Okay, Gretchen, I'm still intrigued by this by this song of Tamra's. Was it a pop song? She's like,
I don't freaking remember. What the heck am I supposed to know about it? I don't know nothing. You can't do nothing to me.
Like, Gretchen's all wasted.
She's like, what are you talking about? I need some pizza. You better call 911 and give me some pizza.
Why do you have her singing, first and foremost?
Oh, because somebody sent it to Slade.
So you just kept it? Well, I mean, Heather, yes, of course you keep something like that.
What, are you going to delete it? No. Come on. Of course you keep it.
Of course you keep it. It's Tamra singing a Nelson song.
I can't live without your love and affection. Do me right now. Live, laugh, love, yeah, baby.
She was really ahead of her time if she was singing that in 1991.
And Gretchen's like,
because someone sent it to Slade, that's why.
So you kept it?
No, they sent it to him and he just had it.
Wait a minute. Why does Slade have it? Does he have an archive?
Ask him for the song. I just want to hear the song. Oh, you guys are going to get me in trouble.
I want to hear it too. Come on, let's jam to it. Gretchers, go get your phone. Gretchers. I'm like pulling off my skin on the other side of the TV. I'm like, please stop saying Gretchers.
It's so funny. Gretchers. It's just like 1 millimeter away from just being Gretchen. Just to stand the R down a little bit. So Emily's like, oh, I hear it. So Gretchen says,
yeah, this is not good. This could be like really bad. Oh my God. I don't want to show it. They want to show it. You guys, then World War IX is about to happen, guys.
World War IX. So, I honestly believe that Gretchen does not know how many world wars there have been.
World War IX is about to happen.
So back in Temecula. Shannon's like, look, I can stamp the crackers and synchronize screaming. Like, oh my God, Shannon said screaming. Oh. What is, she's putting together a snack tray. I see.
Yeah. She meant to say swimming, and she sort of lays out the crackers with a flourish because it's like synchronized swimming. And Tamara's like, we should take a picture. And Jen tells us, okay, see, this is the stuff I love. This is a girl's trip, you know. Putting crackers on a tray. That's what we live for, those moments. And Tamara's got fun, stuff for us to go swimming in. And when I get back, I'm going to think about what our friend was like before all this. And, you know, Tamara and I had fun, and Tamara's a good time, you know? And Tamara is there, like, taking photos. And then Gina does this whole bit about how Shannon's, like, the madam of the synchronized swim team. And they do, like, this whole bit of, like, Shannon being a synchronized swimmer, and it's like silliness in Temecula.
Yeah, they're having a crazy time.
Congratulations, you've reached the end of part one of a two-part recap. For part two, go look for the recap that says part two. See you over there, suckers.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
She's our kind of mess. It's Jennifer. For Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K Sarah Sarah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
Bringing the funk, it's Leslie Plunkett.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson. Tastier than Flanderson, it's Rachel Manderson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
It's our queen. It's Queen Laifa.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
Gee, it's Lisa H.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible, edible Matthew Sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Neat, it's Ronit Feldman.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Talifson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
It's always a good time when you're wasting time with Bravo.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.